Once you're saved, you're saved for good. Hallelujah. Okay. Salvation cannot be canceled.
Amen.
Once you're saved, you're saved for good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Some pastors, they do say that. They say the opposite. They say, once you become a Christian, but if you backsliding or if you sin against God, if you fall, then your salvation can be canceled, which is not biblical. Bible clearly says that once we are saved for good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God is faithful. Amen.
Amen.
And I talked about the five different reasons why we are saved for eternally. And number one was because of God's grace and love. God's grace means gift. God does not give you a gift and say, I changed my mind. Give me your gift back. God does not say that. Oh, why? Where in the world father would say that to a son? You know? I'm not going to give a gift to my son. Hey, by the way, my sons are coming very soon.
Wow.
Joshua and Joseph.
Wow.
Yeah, I missed them. So, I will not give my gift to my lovely son and say, hey, I changed my mind, give me back. I will not say that. And what about our Father in heaven? He is love, loving God.
Amen.
He's a loving Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And His love never changes.
Amen.
His love is faithful.
Amen.
That's why our salvation cannot be canceled. Amen. Number two, God has saved us with a plan in His mind. There's a plan. And that plan is unshakable. That plan has no mistake. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God saved you with a plan. Even before the creation of the world, God had a plan to save you.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We call that predestination in the book of Ephesians. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God predestined you to be saved.
Amen.
Sit down. Still, brother. It's good to see you.
You too.
You just miss your video clips. You saw them there. Amen. Good to see you. Miss you. Okay. Third, we are saved for good because we are the children of God.
Amen.
Right? Now, once you're born for, you know, listen, you're born, you have your father, and that status of father and son, the relationship of father and son cannot be changed.
Mm.
Even if you go to a court and say, I want to erase my son's name from the record of my family. Even if you do that, you are still a son by blood.
Mm.
Amen?
Amen?
You know what I'm talking about, right? So you're born again from God. And no matter what happened, even if you made a mistake and you were fall short of His glory, you're still His son. You're still His child. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 And a fourth reason, I said last Sunday, that we are the part of the body of Christ, right? And body of Christ is perfect. It's a perfect church. Church is perfect.
Amen.
Because Jesus Christ, the church is the body of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
And church is perfect and completed and is blameless, spotless.
Mm.
Therefore, there is no cripple or lame in the body of Christ.
Mm.
If my... Okay? Yeah, no. If part of my body fall, and let's say my hand got cut off, then I will become lame, right?
Mm.
You understand? The body of Christ cannot be lame, cannot be destroyed. Therefore, we cannot be our salvation cannot be canceled.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today we're going to talk about three more reasons, and then I'll close up this series about once you're saved, you're saved for good. Three more reasons, okay? Are you ready?
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Where's our brother? Amen, brother. Amen. Oh, he's different. I cannot imitate. Amen. Okay, so sixth reason now why we are saved, why we have eternal life. Okay, sixth reason. Let's read it together. Begin.
We were sealed by the Holy Spirit, who
is a positive guarantee of our inheritance.
Amen. We were sealed by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Ephesians 4:30, begin.
And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Amen.
Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:13, let's read that together one more time. Ephesians 1:13, begin.
Having believed, you are marked in Him with a seal, and promised the Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of His glory. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You and I, Bible says, we were sealed.
Amen.
We were stamped.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about, stamped? When I first met my wife, Rachel, how old were you when we first met? Do you remember, honey? Too long.
17?
Sweet 17. She was 17 years old. And how? I was 22. 22, 17 years old. I was leading worship, a little bigger size than this church, a little longer, and I was with a guitar. You know, I play guitar. Did you know? Okay, it's been a long time since I played guitar. Okay, so I was playing guitar and I sang. I was leading worship. I said, God is so good, hallelujah. God is so good. And while I was leading that song, a beautiful lady walked in, and that was Rachel. And there was a light shine upon her. And the moment I saw her, I said, she will be a stamp in my heart. She will be a seal in my heart. And I said, she is my bone of bones, my flesh of flesh. And after I sealed her in my heart, I strategically approached to her and said, I want to learn piano. She was teaching piano, but I have zero interest about piano. All I want was to approach to her, to make a time, to spend time with her. So although I have zero interest, I said, hey, I want to learn piano. How about me? And she was like,
No more.
And then we were sitting down, and she was trying to teach me how to play piano, you know? And she was holding my hand. And I said, So, what happened? I sealed her in my heart. What happened? Here we are. I succeeded. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, I succeeded. If a man like me sealed her in my heart, and now she's my wife, how about God in heaven,
amen.
Father in heaven, sealed you
amen.
With the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Holy Spirit is in you, and He will be there throughout eternity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You will not be broken from God. You will not be separated from God.
Amen.
You are sealed forever and ever.
Amen.
By the way, brothers and sisters, you are not your own. You are His.
Amen.
Because you were sealed by Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In order to go to heaven, we need that seal. We need that guarantee, which is the Holy Spirit within us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And once you have the Holy Spirit within you as a seal, you are saved for good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Now you are most of you are living with a rent. But when you make a house contract, what do? You make a house contract, and let's say it's 5 million won, but you put the house contract, and you when you first meet a realty, you put what? Maybe 50,000 won deposit, right? 50,000 won, right? That means you will pay the rest. Do you understand? That guarantee, that deposit money means you will pay the rest, right?
Yeah.
It's like that. The Holy Spirit is like a deposit guarantee in you. Mm. Holy Spirit is in you, that means you are going to inherit the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are going to inherit the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Because because that is like a guaranteed deposit in you. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That's the sixth reason why your salvation cannot be canceled. Seventh reason why your salvation cannot be canceled. We are a gift to our Lord Jesus Christ given by the
Father.
Okay, John 17:6. Let's read that scripture. You ready? Amen. Begin.
I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have obeyed your word.
Amen.
Okay. I have revealed you to those whom you gave me. Those whom you gave me. Now, God, the Father, gave us. No. God, the Father, gave His Son, Jesus, okay, us as His gift.
Amen.
That's what it's saying here. Mm. All right? Mm. Now, come. He will not sit here again if I pick up people. So I have to be careful. And he's going to
be gentle.
Bridegroom,
you know, next Sabbath. We don't bother them.
Don't bother. Okay. Now, look. Let's say I am God. And let's say He is Jesus. Let's say He's a gift. Now, God the Father loves His Son. Amen?
Amen.
No doubt, right?
Amen.
God the Father loves His Son so much. They're in loving relationship. He cannot be separated, right? Amen. So God loves His Son so much. Huh? Now, I want to give gift to my son. And he's my gift to him. Do you think I would choose good gift or bad gift? You tell me.
Good gift.
Do you think I would choose good one or bad one?
Good one.
Right? Mm. The Bible says, you are God's gift to Jesus.
Amen.
So
Amen.
When I give gift to my son, he's your gift now. He's your gift. This means he is a perfect gift to you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
So you are God's perfect gift to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are God's perfect and completed gift.
Amen.
There is no lacking in you.
Amen.
I'm telling you, in your spirit, there's a Christ, and He is completed, and He is powerful. He's Amen. All in all. He's all inclusive Christ.
Amen.
And when you have that kind of Christ in you, I'm telling you, you are perfect.
Amen.
In your spirit, you are perfect.
Amen.
Your soul, you are on the process of becoming perfect.
Mm.
And later on, very soon, you are going to be completed.
Amen.
And you will enter the New Jerusalem as a gold.
Amen.
You were dust in the beginning, but now you have become stone, right? You are the stones to build the holy temple of God, the tabernacle,
Amen.
Right? But now you're stone, but sooner or later you'll become gold.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's why the Bible says, righteous shall live by
faith. Amen.
Faith. Righteous shall live by faith. And what kind of faith? The faith that Christ who is in you, who started good work in you, He will complete it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will finish it.
Amen.
That's why His name is Alpha and
Omega.
First and the
last.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there's another one, right?
Beginning
and the end.
Hallelujah. That is why His name is like that.
Amen.
Because he who starts a good work in you, He will complete it.
Amen.
It's not you. You are not born again with your own good deeds. No. You are born again by God's grace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You put your trust and you put your faith in Jesus Christ. That's why you're born again. Hallelujah.
Mm.
But you see, by God's grace, you are born again. But by God's grace, you will continue to work out your salvation.
Amen.
And by God's
Amen.
Grace, you will complete your salvation.
Amen.
It's all by God's grace.
Amen.
It is nothing about me. Nothing about you. It's all things have to do with Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is all in all. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Talk to the person next to you. Say, you are God's perfect gift.
You are God's perfect gift.
Amen? Amen. You are God's perfect gift.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says. That's why the Bible says, Book of Ephesians, chapter 1. That's what, chapter 2, right? That's why the Bible says, you are God's masterpiece.
Amen.
You remember that scripture? Yes. You are God's masterpiece. Mm. Why? Because you are God's perfect gift to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And God will not, God will not, come here. Gift, my God will not do this. Okay, my son, today I'm going to give you wonderful gift. Okay, he will love you, he will cherish you, he will worship you. Here's my gift. His name is Joseph. Okay, next day I come, say, oh my son, I made a mistake. I gave you the wrong gift. This gift is not qualified. I'm going to throw away this gift. Never mind about this gift. You see what's going on here? This cannot be. This cannot be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know why? Because God is omniscient. He knows everything.
Amen.
He knows the eternal before the creation, right? There's eternal before and eternal after. He knows past, present, future. He knows the number of your hairs. He knows all the gene, all the cells of your body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God cannot make a mistake. Amen. He cannot make a mistake. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You are God's perfect gifts to Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You should be proud of yourself. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Even if your manager does not, 공장장님, pay you salary on time, you could still rejoice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 No matter what happens to your life, you can rejoice.
Amen.
Because you are God's perfect gift.
Amen.
All praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay. Eighth reason, and this is the last reason, but not least. Okay? Lord Jesus is our high priest.
Amen.
He's our high priest. Let's read scriptures together. Hebrews 9:11. Begin.
When Christ came as a high priest of the good things.
Okay, so Christ came as a high priest, right? John 17:9. Begin.
I pray for them. I am not praying for the world, but for those who are given me, for they are yours.
Okay. High priest means, the function of the high priest is functioning as a mediator between God and man. That's the high priest, okay? God and man, you are the mediator, we call it high priest. Now, main function of the high priest is praying, interceding, praying for the people. So Jesus Christ, Bible says he's the high priest. He came as high priest means that he intercedes. He intercedes. Do you understand? Huh? Are you getting me? Now he intercedes for you. Now where he's interceding for you now? Do you know? Huh? He is interceding for you in the throne of God.
Amen.
He is also interceding for you in your spirit.
Amen.
Are you getting me?
Amen.
He's interceding for you in the throne of God as well as in your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, people may not praying for you. People may not pray for you, but Jesus Christ never stop praying for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is faithful and he cares about you. He loves you.
Amen.
He is praying for you day and night.
Amen.
Every moment, every second, he's praying for you.
Amen.
And guess what? Because he's praying for you, your salvation cannot be canceled.
Amen.
Because he's praying for you.
Amen.
And there's a power in prayer.
Amen.
There's a power in prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you pray, you'll never go down.
Amen.
If you pray, you'll never in despair. When you pray, you will have hope. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we can trust the prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ more than anything. You see, you have to remember, He's praying for you in the throne of God as well as in your spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to talk about Peter. You know what happened to Peter? One day the disciples said, you will disown me. When I'm crucified on the cross, all of you will run away. And you know what? Peter says with bold face, he said, oh Lord, I'm not going to disown you. I'm not going to reject you. I'm not going to betray you. I'll never
deny you.
Right? He was so sure about it. And guess what happened? He denied
three times.
And Jesus prophesied that beforehand. And guess what? He denied three times, right? But when he fell, he didn't stop there. He did not stay there. He rose again. He rise again. He rise again, and he came back to where he was. Meaning that he fell, but then he came back right back up. And then he followed Jesus Christ again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you have to know that it was not Peter's strength to come back up. It was the prayer of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It was interceding prayer of Jesus Christ specifically for Peter that Peter was able to overcome his failure. His falling. Do you want to see? Look at the scriptures now. Luke chapter 22, verse 31. Okay, read that scripture. Begin.
Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Do you see that scripture?
Amen.
Oh, praise God. When Simon Peter fell, Satan has asked to sift you as a wheat, right? Meaning that Satan always try to find the opportunity to attack us, right? To bring us down. But verse 32, I have prayed for you.
Amen.
You have to listen to this. But Jesus says, but I have prayed for you.
Amen.
I am praying for you even now.
Amen.
I'm interceding for you in your spirit as well as in the throne of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And therefore, because I'm praying for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. Although he fall, he rise, he came back again. Because of the prayer of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Bible says, and when you have turned back, you see, if you're a child of God, you will turn back to Jesus Christ no matter what.
Amen.
No matter how difficult your situation is, because of the prayer of Jesus, our Lord Jesus Christ, you will come back.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will not fall and stay there forever. No. You may fall, but you will never fail.
Amen.
You may fall, but you will not fail. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? Because Jesus is praying for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is praying for you. There's a power in prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Because of the prayer of Jesus Christ, Peter, rise again, and you will rise again.
Amen.
You will never lose.
Amen.
You will never fail.
Amen.
You may fall, but not failing.
Amen.
Because of the prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Aren't you glad that you are serving the faithful Lord?
Amen.
Aren't you glad that you are serving a wonderful Savior?
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Look at this Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Look at the scripture now. Read it. Everybody, read it, but we read it with authority, all right? Loud voice. Begin.
Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, Jesus Christ is what?
Able to save completely.
Amen.
Come on, church. Jesus Christ is what?
Able to save completely.
Yes. He is able.
Amen.
More than able.
Amen.
He's able to save you completely.
Amen.
Not halfway done, but all the way. Completely save you.
Amen.
That's who our Lord Jesus Christ is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And who come to God through him? Because why? Why Jesus Christ is able to save us completely? Because Bible says He always lives. Lives. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ lives. Amen.
Amen.
He lives forever.
Amen.
He says in John chapter 11, verse 25, he says, I am the resurrection and the life. Why he rose again from the dead? Because he is the resurrection.
Amen.
You see, he did not become resurrection after he got resurrected. No, because he is resurrection, he got resurrected. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what it means. He lives. He lives forever. Yesterday, today, and forever. He lives in you. And that is the greatest miracle that can happen in you, in your life, is that he lives in you.
Amen.
He lives in your spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Your spirit can testify. That Christ lives in you. Amen.
Amen.
And he intercedes. You see that? He intercedes. He's praying for you.
Amen.
That's why you cannot lose your salvation.
Amen.
Because he never stopped praying for you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to give you one last scripture. And just with this scripture, I can surely say your salvation cannot be lost.
Amen.
Let's check out this scripture now. This is my last scripture with this sermon series. Alright? Ready? Begin.
I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish.
No one can snatch them out of my hand.
My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all.
No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand.
I am the Father of one. Come on, I am. One more time. I am my Father. Ready?
I and the Father are one.
One more time.
I and the Father are one.
And you're going to say it like this. I and Jesus are one. Ready?
I and Jesus are one.
One more time.
I and Jesus are one.
Now you're going to say, I and the Father. Okay? If that's I, now it's not Jesus, that's you, okay? I and the Father are one. Ready?
I and the Father are one.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you and God, you are one. Because of that oneness, no one can snatch you out of his hand.
Amen.
By the way, you have become a part of his hand now.
Amen.
You are pinky. Remember? You are pinky of God's hand. Mm. That's why no one can snatch you out of his hand.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You will never perish.
Amen.
Because you have become a child of God already. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful news.
Amen.
We can count on God in all situations because of his faithfulness. Amen. We can count on him. Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful? Aren't you glad that you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Amen.
Are you glad? Are you thankful?
Amen.
That you are saved forever?
Amen.
That you are becoming a precious gold and jewel?
Amen.
If you are thankful, you stand up on your feet and let's